Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the simply massive universe around our very small planet, and also things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we're fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal, and he is joining us right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars. It is the brightest object in the western sky and will be visible till just after 9 p.m. The moon this week is a waning crescent, and that means, of course, a return of dark skies, perfect for stargazing.
Apparently, there has been some local stargazing, and it has been a connection with the Hubble and research relating to asteroids.
That's right. The Hubble Space Telescope has continued to deliver wonderful science after almost 29 years of continued operations. And astronomers at the University of Hawaii have used Hubble to obtain remarkable images that show a 2.5-mile asteroid with a tail of debris almost 500,000 miles long.
That's quite a tail this thing's got. Is that a comet, or what's the difference between the two?
Well, they certainly look the same to the untrained eye, but asteroids and comets are two very different beasts.
Distinguish the two for us, Christopher.
Well, asteroids are primarily composed of rock and metal with traces of ices. Comets, on the other hand, are the opposite. They are mostly composed of ice with traces of rock and metal. When a comet approaches the sun, it warms up and the gases escape from the ice, creating that beautiful tail that comets are famous for.
And how did this asteroid get such a lovely tail itself?
Well, the tail of this particular asteroid is caused by the asteroid disintegrating as it tumbles through space. Basically, the asteroid is spinning too fast for its own good, and it's coming undone.
And why was UH looking at it?
So they were looking at this particular asteroid precisely because of its tail and the fact that this is so peculiar. We hardly ever see this sort of thing.
Everyone likes a good tail.
They do indeed.
It's Christopher Phillips and an insightful look at a bit of celestial phenomena, if you will. That is this headed our way, or where is it headed?
So this is far out in the solar system and poses no danger to us whatsoever.
Okay. Appreciate the update.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.